Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All right, 25, go!
He's on his way. Here he goes. Saquon Barkley, 78-yard.
Travis Kelce owning this game. An 11-yard touchdown.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Two-point conversion. Lamar takes a snap. Throws complete. No!
He dropped it.
Mark Andrews.
Today's guests, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Complete divisional round recap, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Yeah. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel and the Infinity Sports Network. Stream us every single day on the Roku Sports Channel, 12 to 3 Eastern. Listen to us terrestrially on the Infinity Sports Network, channel 375 on Sirius XM. We say hello to one and all. Today, we are all Irish. What? Is this thing on? Is that the way I'm starting this show?
Wow. I was not expecting that.
Didn't see that one coming. Hey, it's college football national championship game tonight. Conference championship week in the National Football League going down. The AFC and the NFC field is set. We're going to get the Bills against the Chiefs for the fourth time in the playoffs. And we're also going to get the Commanders and the Eagles for the right to represent the National Football Conference in New Orleans, Louisiana, in now less than 3 weeks away. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Rich, what's up, man? I'm great.
DJ Mikey D is in D's nuts. I don't know where he is. Good to see you, Jay Felly. How are you, brother? Good to
I'm
see
great.
You.
I think he's in Washington, D.C.
Is that where he is? TJ Jefferson, good to see you, sir.
Well, considering my DJ name is DJ Swagger McGee, the Black Irishman, it makes sense today.
Today we are all.
We are factual, by the way.
All that.
What is that? Yeah. I usually only DJ on St. Patrick's Day, Chris. That's how this all came about.
Understood. So, yeah. Understood.
There's so much to unpack from this weekend. It's ridiculous.
I'm actually part Irish, so I am the only one that's
there. Is so much to unpack. It's ridiculous. And I guess, you know what? We're going to start with the Buffalo Bills.
Let's do it.
I don't know how we don't, because it was the marquee game of the weekend between the two MVP candidates at the quarterback spot, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, everyone assuming, is going to go back-to-back in that department because the 50 people who vote for the Associated Press and the MVP voting also vote for the All-Pro team, and they made Lamar Jackson the first-team All-Pro quarterback and Josh Allen the second-team All-Pro quarterback. And every single time you see the first-team All-Pro quarterback, the last 11 times have won the MVP award.
Yep.
If it was a quarterback. So we're assuming it's Lamar's world, and they're going to go into Buffalo, New York, and perhaps prove the point that many folks had all year long, that the Buffalo Bills were not ready for prime time as previous Buffalo Bills teams were. Not that Josh Allen isn't terrific, it's who else is around him. and the Ravens were going to go in and prove that correct. And they marched down the field to start the game and put it right in the end zone. Touchdown. And Rashad Bateman scored it too. Mm-hmm. And the Ravens were undefeated in a game in which Rashad Bateman had caught a touchdown all year long. But you know who was also undefeated at home all year long? The Buffalo Bills. And they came right back and marched down the field and popped it in the end zone. And it's 7-7. And here we go. And that's when the turnovers started to take place. And coming into this weekend, I gave you a top five going into the weekend of the top five matchups of divisional playoff weekend, and courtesy of Rich Eisen show Bills Mafia favorite Mike Hoskins, he gave me the wording. He didn't think I was actually going to use the wording verbatim, but the matchup was Derrick Henry versus the three guys who were not there in week four. And they were Taron Johnson, Terrell Bernard, and Matt Milano. And Matt Milano rushed the quarterback, got through, rushed the throw for Lamar Jackson, who airmailed it and threw it right to Taylor Rapp. Remarkably, that turnover led to no points. But you know what did later on? What did later on was Bernard popping the ball loose from Mark Andrews in the middle of the third quarter, right in the middle of the field. And the Bills aren't going to wow you. They're not going to wow you. There's not a lot of names that pop out. On defense, you could say there's one name that pops out. And sure enough, when Lamar Jackson tried to make something out of nothing, and why shouldn't he attempt to do that? Because that's what Lamar Jackson does, and that's why Lamar Jackson might be the back-to-back most valuable player of this league. But he tried to switch hands when he was already dead to rights, and the play was essentially over, and the ball goes down on the ground. And who picks it up? The name you definitely recognize from that defense, Von Miller.
Yep.
And the Super Bowl 50 MVP picks up the football, and that turnover does lead to points. And I bring these facts up to you. Milano wasn't there in week four. Bernard wasn't there in week four. Different result from week four? Sure. Because the turnovers that the Bills got and the mistakes that the Ravens made were mistakes that the Bills did not make. And they, once again, the Buffalo Bills did not turn the football over. This is going to be a theme throughout the day, people. A theme throughout the day. Because, yeah, the Ravens outgained the Bills. But, yeah, the Ravens turned the ball over. And the Bills did not. The Ravens made mistakes towards the end. Two-point conversion play that they choose to throw it in the air rather than run it down the throats of the Bills with Derrick Henry, who had just run it down the throats of the Bills to score a touchdown and make it a two-point game. A 21-10 game was now a 21-19 game. They put it in the air. Who's the one who tips the two-point play? Matt Milano. And then when they do score a touchdown at the end of the game, they go two-point play. Mark Andrews, who had already fumbled, bless him. He is one of my favorite humans that I've gotten to meet. He drops the two-point conversion, essentially ending the night for the Ravens. And the Buffalo Bills prevail, and they did not turn the ball over in this football game. And that is part and parcel of how they win football games, because they don't turn it over. Only 8 giveaways in 2024.
Wow.
The divisional round playoff win against the Ravens, who turned it over. It was the 12th game of 2024 with no giveaways for the Bills. That breaks a tie for the most such games in a season in the Super Bowl era. And you sit here and you go, how do the Buffalo Bills do it? That's how they do it. Josh Allen has as many rushing touchdowns as Lamar Jackson has giveaways. James Cook does his thing. Khalil Shakir does his thing. Mac Hollins does his thing, like showing up to the games in the way he shows up. And then he starts making a play here, a play there. He stirs it up here. He stirs it up there. And even when the Ravens have a terrific third quarter, the Bills move on because, as I said earlier this year, best team that Josh Allen's had. And I didn't see it coming, and a lot of us in the national media didn't see it coming. A lot of us chose the Dolphins to win the division this year. Some chose the Jets. Nobody chose the Patriots, but I think that's understandable. It's not a shot. It's the truth. And the Bills have the stuff from the coach to the fan base to the team to the quarterback that, sure, they are not maybe the best filled with names team that Josh Allen has had, but they are the best sum of their parts, and they're going to Arrowhead to try and hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season at home to leave the Bills as the only team this year to go undefeated at home. Resilient, strong, tough, made the plays, didn't make the mistakes. Simple as that. Josh Allen, after the game, had this to say about going to Arrowhead to take on their postseason nemesis.
We're excited. A lot of pride in that locker room. I said it in my post game. You know, we don't listen to the outside noise, but everyone was saying this and that about us, and we didn't have enough talent, weren't good enough to be in these positions, and our guys just continue to work hard, and we're internally driven. We love each other, and I think you saw how much we played for each other there.
I mean, that's it. That's exactly what I've been saying all year long, and that's not why I'm playing that soundbite. I'm playing that soundbite because it's the first time I've heard Josh Allen all year go talk about the narrative of nobody believed in us. Mm-hmm. He's kind of turned that down. And the fact that he's saying it now gives you an idea of how it's been bubbling beneath the surface. And the fact that he's now putting that out on the table before they go and take on Kansas City, I think is something of note as they go in, because we will hear a lot more of the nobody believing in the Bills going into this game, because they've never done it in the playoffs against Mahomes. They've only done it in the regular season like this year. And it still wasn't good enough for them to get the home game against Kansas City. I don't know who asked this of Sean McDermott or who said this about the city of Buffalo, but I'm playing this as well because Sean McDermott, you don't usually see him kind of get thrown off the spot. Check it out.
Coach, when you've been here for 8 years, and when you hear things, I'm not quite sure if you heard it or not because you don't pay attention to social media. When you hear someone say that Buffalo is a city of losers, how does that motivate you, knowing that you've been a Buffalonian for 8 years?
Yeah, no, it's a city of winners. It really is. It's a city of winners. These people in this town are winners. And I've been here just 8 years, but I consider this my hometown. This place is different, and the people here are different. They deserve more than whoever said that about them.
That's because they got a quarterback who's different too, you know? Who says these things? And then who actually brings it up to the head coach
of
the divisional round winner in the game that everybody thought was the most difficult to win of the weekend, despite being at home and having lost at home all year long? Bills got it done, man. Bills got it done. They win their division with 5 weeks to go, and then they wind up taking care of business against an upstart rookie and send him and Sean Payton home, one and done them. And then the Ravens come in with the number one ranked defense since week 13, put up points against them, and don't turn it over. Again, it doesn't matter if you're outgained on the ground or in the air in the playoffs, if you can take the ball away. And that's what the Bills did. One of them was handed to them by Lamar Jackson by throwing it right to Taylor Rapp. Another one was literally put on the ground by the hands of Lamar. And then the other one was due to the Peanut Tillman punch of Terrell Bernard. And that's it. Every single team. You want to hear a theme? Every single winning team on the divisional playoff weekend got outgained by their opponent. But their opponent lost the turnover battle. You win the turnover battle, doesn't matter if you don't gain enough on the ground. Also helps if you, say, have a running back who gains 70 yards every single time he touches it, like the Eagles have it. And we'll talk about that. But kudos to the Bills, man. We'll talk about the Ravens and the Lions and why they lost as well. We'll do a postmortem on all the teams that lost and give flowers to those that won. Mark Schlereth is our guest in the middle of the hour to lend some Super Bowl winning analysis to what we saw and what we may see coming up. There's the phone lines already lit. Love it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Chris, I've got a poll question I want you to put out there.
Oh, Rich, what do you got?
I didn't even talk about it.
You didn't?
Which team do you have more faith in the future? Which team do you have more faith in the future? Lions, Ravens. Pop it up there.
Ooh.
And call us at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll also talk about the Texans saying they were going against a 12th individual. I had no idea Clay Martin played for the Chiefs, according to Texans, but they do believe so. And we'll discuss the officiating in that regard. Mike Pereira is on tomorrow's program in studio, I should mention.
Nice.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're off and running here on this divisional playoff Monday championship week edition of the Rich Eisen Show. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits, so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. So were you watching the games, TJ?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch the game with your phone there?
It's in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you sit like with your phone there while you watch the games?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, interesting. That makes sense now.
Why?
Because the amount of conversation that was being had on the text chain all weekend long.
Didn't we already go over this a couple weeks ago?
I think it's the intensity. You're just, you know, you chimed in on one, like you sent like a photo GIF on one. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, like, how, your process, because I do have my phone there.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking notes, mental notes, and sometimes I'll write stuff down. I'll fire stuff off to everybody. Mm-hmm. When I text you guys, too, it's also a mental exercise that helps me remember the moment for later on.
Gotcha.
You know? It just, that's the way I work.
Well, that's why you got your name on the cup, baby.
No, it's all right.
I ain't got my name on the cup.
No, it's okay. Just, you know, but you, sometimes I'm wondering what you're thinking. You know?
Well, I'm watching football, and on every 10 minutes or so, I might look at my phone. Oh, I'll see 48 next to the 48 next to
we
the,
are texting
the
a
messages
lot.
Thing. And I look
is
at it.
Is it too much? Are we texting
and I go,
too much?
Ugh.
Hey, it's
and
the biggest weekend down. Of the sport of football weekend of the year. I don't think we texted enough.
Not an overreaction. By the way, Overreaction Monday is out there for everybody to check out.
Okay. At one point, there were 48.
Is it out yet? I know that we had some
folks.
Yeah, it's out.
Okay, great.
I look forward to the comments.
What was the number? What was the grand total number that you would go back to your phone?
Oh, at one point, it was 48, and I was like, nah. No, absolutely
48.
Not.
48.
No, not there.
Absolutely
not. Not there.
Absolutely not. Nah. Nah, baby. Not going to be able to do it.
I can feel it.
But I did chime in once. I'll let you know I was
you
alive.
Did. You did.
You know?
Proof of life.
We might need to get that Del Tufo app that Mr. Wonderful rejected years
ago.
Just
call your mom, Mike.
Just call your mother.
Call your mother, Mike. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Overreaction Monday's out. Chris Brockman and I recorded it before we started the show today. Please check it out on our YouTube channel. So that's out there for everybody. And something, Chris, that you posited, you presented on that show, very rarely will I just bring directly to this one.
Yeah, I'm interested what you're pulling there.
But you brought something up that caused me to give an answer that I was going to provide to this platform.
Ah.
So I'm going to just go ahead as if we didn't talk about it on Overreaction Monday.
Fantastic.
Jaden Daniels is such a revelation. We have seen quarterbacks drafted in the NFL instantly change the fortunes of a franchise. We have seen it, but sometimes it takes a beat. Tom Brady, for example, took a beat. A lot of people maybe looking back one day, the Brady story, I think will just, for some people, throw out the fact that he was drafted the year before he started a football game in the NFL. Just forget that he was drafted 199th overall, and it took a while.
Yeah.
It took Mo Lewis to blow up the innards of Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, he sat the whole first year.
All right. Mahomes sat, wet his beak a little bit in week 17, mm-hmm. and started the next year, and he has now made 7 straight AFC championship games.
Insane.
I'm mentioning the pinnacle of the pinnacle, right? I'm mentioning the top of the tippy top of how long it took for the Patriots and Chiefs to realize, oh, the way I've been living my football life, my entire life, has just completely changed. It's raining wins
it's
and raining trophy. Wins. It's raining trophies around here. Hallelujah.
It's raining sideways.
Even Ben Roethlisberger, in his rookie season, he took the... He didn't lose all the way to the divisional round.
Yeah, he was 13-0 as a starter.
Right.
Yeah.
Then he made the AFC Championship game and lost it as a rookie. So that's as far as he got him. And so you're sitting here going, well, Rich, we have seen that before. Ben got drafted, and it did take a couple of minutes for him to get his first start. And then off they went. What Jaden Daniels is doing is unprecedented. It's truly unprecedented because that Ben Roethlisberger team was entire time Bill Cowher insisting that Roethlisberger keep his hands on the wheel at 10-2 and a foot on the brake, and keep checking your rearview mirror. Make sure that's clear, and the object in that rearview mirror, please understand, is way closer than it appears. And just make sure you just keep putting that Dick LeBeau defense back on the field. Please just let them do the work. And hey, a ground and pound, Mark Sanchez, just hand it off. And you just, everybody, remain calm. Sure, the kid is doing well, but we need to make sure that there's one interception and one fumble away from the whole thing falling apart. And just everybody, game management must be understood. And it wasn't just game management placed upon the quarterback. It was like expectation management placed upon the fan base. You know? Hey, everybody, we're doing well, but this kid, we trust him. We trust him. We have trust in him. We trust him. We have trust in him. But when third down, fourth down, third quarter, fourth quarter, we're just gonna it's like a prevent defense and offense every single time. That's the way it felt. I remember it. Not with this kid. As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite. It's like fourth down inside the five. What, do we have a field goal kicker? Really, we do. Every single high leverage situation, the Commanders turn to Jaden Daniels. They don't turn away from him and turn it to the defense and turn it to the running game. They turn to him and say, what do you think? I've never seen anything like it. Because every single time they put him in that situation, he succeeds. And when he does, it's just, okay. Because that's the way he reacts to it. Okay. Oh, am I bleeding? I didn't know that. I just threw a touchdown. Oh, you mean I just got thrown out of bounds? Really? Okay. Let me just find Terry McLaurin to slice straight up the two defenders and run for a gajillion yards. Let's find De'Ami Brown like he's Art Monk. Oh, Zach Ertz over the middle on fourth down again? Oh, I'll just throw it right in his hands. I've never seen anything like it. Over and over and over again, they seem to be relishing the high leverage situation in the hands of their rookie quarterback. Even last year with C.J. Stroud, you were sitting there with doubts. Mm-hmm. Can he really go into the home of the first seeded team and one and done that team after that regular season with that quarterback in that environment? In that place. Really? Is he going to do that? Jaden Daniels just did it to the most successful Detroit Lions team ever. In the history of the regular season, the Lions win 15 times after suffering that dreadful defeat in the NFC Championship game last year. I could go on and on and on. We all know we've been talking about the Lions all year long because I chose them to go to the Super Bowl. I didn't get off of that train despite all of the injuries on defense. And in comes a kid leading the Why Not Us Washington Commanders in a way we have never seen a team led by a rookie quarterback. Jaden Daniels, after boat racing the Lions out of the playoffs, taking every single mistake the Lions made, and they made a lot, Jared Goff being the prime mistake maker. The veteran quarterback who has been to a Super Bowl before, he put a ball on the ground. He would throw the interception, unbelievably, too, by another rookie, breaking the hearts of every single Wolverine fan who also is a Lion fan, and there's a lot of them. Mikey Sanristil, first rookie to have multiple interceptions in a game since Clinton Dix did it for the Packers in the championship game. They lost to Seattle. The defense coming up big, you bet. Bobby Wagner and That guy, Luvu, on the screen, number four, laid out Jared Goff in a penalty that Mike Pereira said should have been called to prevent a touchdown. But the way Jaden Daniels was performing, they would have just got it to fourth down and have him throw a touchdown.
Had that been Mahomes that got hit like that, Lova would have been locked under the jail. This is the jail.
They would have sent him to the Philly jail.
The jail.
Underneath it. That's put a pin in that. We will discuss.
Under jail.
Understood. I hear you. I'm just kind of laying the groundwork here for how everybody is now in full bloom belief for the Washington Commanders, and the reason why is this child is leading them, and he is no child anymore. He is a full-on grown-ass man coming to wreck your world. A first grade A, grade A destroyer of your season right now. He did it to the NFC South champs, and he's now done it to the NFC North champs, and he's coming for the NFC East champs. Jaden Daniels.
I mean, I always believe that we could achieve more than what people give us credit for, but, you know, you got to go out there, put in the work. You got to go out there, work daily, get better each and every day, and just put your head down and grind, and by the end of the time of the season, you look up, and you might be in a position like this.
Don't take my word for it. Take the coach's word for it. This is Dan Quinn, who realized early on that he's got somebody particularly special. He and Cliff Kingsbury nurtured this caper, and it, as I said, is in full bloom right now, and I've never seen this much put on a plate of a rookie quarterback to such great effect and ease in making it look easy in affecting wins for you and demoralizing, heartbreaking losses for the other.
He just has a different poise about him than most, and he's a rare competitor. There's no doubt about that. But in those moments, he is, if he was a basketball player, he'd want the last shot. As a ball player, he wants the ball in his hands to make the difference, and he makes great decisions with the football, and that takes real mindfulness. Sometimes the best play may be, hey, I got to throw this away. He uses his legs. But he is a rare competitor for us. But his poise in these tight moments really stands out to us.
I mean, they went into Detroit. They put up 45 points, had 481 total yards, didn't turn it over, and didn't allow a sack. You're going to win football games in the playoffs that way. Because Daniels doesn't hold on to it, and he's not easy to take down. You can't phase him when he's on the spot, and you can't stop him when he's off the spot. And he doesn't throw it to you. And he doesn't put it on the ground. He makes every possible decision look simple and then comes up with the throws. The one he threw to Brown, dropped it in the bucket. In the second half?
Yeah, the deep ball to the right corner.
Reminded me of the one that he threw in Cincinnati in week three when we first realized, oh.
Right. You like sit up in your chair, you're like, whoa.
Okay. So he's got the killer instinct to send you home in your car driving safely. He's not settling for a field goal and allowing you to come back to maybe tired or win it. He's going to end it. He keeps doing it. Over and over again. So if you sit here and go, we've never seen a quarterback in the Super Bowl, it's a rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl, well, guess what? You may just about to see it. You can't sit here and say he's got no shot going into Philadelphia. Oh, what? What bothers him? Nothing.
Zero.
And here are the results. Who knew this was possible when they drafted him second overall in Detroit, that he would be the guy who would, in one season, end the Commanders' season, 7-season drought without a winning season, an 11-season drought without a 10-plus win season, an 18-season drought without a playoff win season, and a 32-season-long drought without a conference championship appearance. And in so doing, goes back into Detroit and tells all those 750,000 people that saw him drafted second overall, not today. After your 15-win season of your own. Holy cow. Congrats, Commanders fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is happening. He is him.
Yeah, so many. I have so many Commanders fans, friends, and they are just, they don't even know how to react. It's like it's like Ricky Bobby. Like, what do I do with my hands? Right. Like, they don't even know how to behave right now.
Right, that they're going to wake up and they're back in the black and white world of Kansas.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, that was just a dream.
Or back in the Snyderverse. Like, they don't. Yeah, they just don't know what to do.
The Snyderverse. He's gone. I unreal. He is unlike any quarterback at the rookie quarterback spot I've ever seen. And I've been our first season was Big Ben's at NFL Network. Our first full season was Big Ben's first, you know, doing that. And he got him the conference championship game, sure, just like Jaden Daniels. But like I said, that was a, hey, Ben, you're really talented. You can really do some damage when you are extending the plays, but please make the right decision when you're extending the plays. Please, please don't make the mistake, because that's Dick LeBeau's defense. Let them clean up on aisle Big Ben without too much of a problem. And it's the exact opposite with this kid. It's like, just you do it because you can. And we're not a fourth down too. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah,
like
the fourth down stuff is just unbelievable.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
Honestly, like Riverboat Ron is blushing over what Dan Quinn is doing on fourth down. Unreal. Congrats. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. When we come back, we will get on that subject of the officiating. We'll talk about that before we even talk about the Chiefs or the Texans. You know what I mean? We've got that. Mark Schlereth is going to join us in the middle of the show to tell us what we saw in Philadelphia in the snow game and that one. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Matt in Oklahoma.
Matt.
Hey, Matt. Congrats, brother. You're one of our Bills Mafia types. Good to see you, Matt.
I know. I watch all the time. Life just got crazy, so I don't get to call as much, but I'm always out there.
Attaboy.
Hey, before I start anything else, I feel bad for my little brother's a Lions fan, for as long as I've been a Bills fan, for him, and poor Jeff in Detroit. I know my brother cried on Saturday night, so I felt bad. I felt really bad for him. But I feel really good for me, so.
Okay, Matt. I mean, look at you, man.
Usually that the end of the game snake bite thing with the Bills happens to us, and I love Mark Andrews because he's an OU boy. But, you know, I was glad it happened to him and not us. I'm tired of being snake bit. Maybe we turn the corner. Maybe it's our time. I've had enough heartbreak. I'm getting too old for all this crap. I'm telling you, man, it's rough.
Danny Glover.
Matt, you won.
I know we won. Now we've got to go slay the dragon. I got to hear from all the bandwagon T-spans around here all week, and it's fine. I'm loaded for bear. I'm ready to go. I saw one this morning. He went the other way. I'm like, bring it. Let's go. But you know what? It feels different. I'm not worried about it anymore. I've got Josh Allen. That's what I said.
Well, it's not just that, though, Matt. You've heard what I've been saying all year long. This is the greatest sum of a Bills parts team for it does. I got to be honest with you.
I mean, people didn't expect anything from us. We kind of come out of the weeds, and all y'all, and they're like, yeah, but you guys aren't going to do anything. The Jets are going to do it. Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, okay, just keep saying that. I just keep telling them.
Well,
I guess Jets t-shirt made it says, I got Josh Allen.
Well, and the fact that I say that the power of why not us belongs to the Commanders. The Rams had that belief going into Philadelphia. Outside of the Commanders, the only other team that I think that can legitimately play the why not us card are the Bills. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny. One of my oldest friends is a Commander/Redskins fan, and it's like been 30-some years, and he's like, this is like the Twilight Zone. He texted me last night, and I'm like, I know. How wild would it be to be the Bills and the Commanders?
Yeah, you know what?
That would be great.
But and Commanders fans you know, you understood it was like when you saw, let's just say, Josh Allen go into Houston, and I know that playoff game didn't go your way in overtime due to a holding call.
It's wild.
That bit, you know, that really pissed you off. But you knew after that game, okay, we got him. You know, we got him.
I'm telling you, I was torn on Saturday night because I wanted my little brother's team, the Lions, to win. I was rooting for them, but I didn't want my friend to be sad either. So I'm like, and then I was thinking about poor Jeff in Detroit, and I texted my brother when it was over, and I, you know, he was crying, but I'm like, so now I think he's a Bills fan. He said he's going to root for the Bills the rest of the way out. So
okay, but
I got him on there. I think everybody outside of Kansas City is a Bills fan now.
Matt, thanks for the call. Hey, congrats.
See you, Matt.
Call back. Matt in Oklahoma. We've been calling this show for over 10 years. And Bills are going to Kansas City. When we come back, we'll talk about the officiating in Kansas City. Now time for a sports update, however, right here on the Infinity Sports Network with Andrew Bogish. Andrew? Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Mike Del Tufo is standing at a microphone that's about, I'd say, 20 feet away.
Yep.
Looking right at Mr. Wonderful of Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. Go for it, Mike Del Tufo.
What happens if, like, something happens to me and 2,500 miles away, my family's there, and they don't know? I could be sitting in the apartment alone, dead for days. So I came up with an idea for an app called Just In Case. That would be basically you download it and you could check in with this app and other people could see that A, you're alive still. You could basically be tracked with it. And in theory, basically it would keep you, you know, people knowing what's happening to you.
Just to get the whole story before I completely eviscerate you.
Go ahead.
How would you make money doing this?
You do a subscription. Per month.
Well, people are going to pay per month.
99 cents per month. Very cheap. $12 a year.
Okay, so here's a scenario.
Yep.
Like you're in your apartment. You die. Don't you think the neighbors are going to smell your rotting corpse?
Oh, no. There was actually a person in Santa Monica that sat for 8 days, two buildings down from me, before people knew that that person was dead.
That's the worst idea.
Not only does this have zero merit, I mean, the chance that people actually want to contemplate their mortality and pay 99 cents a month doing it is crazy. Think about it. If your mom calls you for 2 days and doesn't get an answer, she's probably going to call the super and say, go check on his corpse. Like, think about it. They don't need 99 cents a month for that.
But in theory, wouldn't you want, if it's something that you don't have to do,
Mike,
other people can check
in? When you're dead. Like, who cares?
But just in case.
No, I won't care. There'll be a new guy.
How does the app know you're dead?
The app doesn't know you're dead.
You have to tell it you're not dead.
The app would tell you that you're not checking in. Every time you unlock your phone, it would ping, and you put people on a list that know that if, like, your mother's in Florida, she could be sitting in the house. You know that at least she's checked in on her phone. If you're their kid, you don't have to talk to him on the phone. You don't have to call him. And if it's a kid, you know the kid. Well,
if you think you're, if you're worried if your mother's happened, dead, why don't you call her?
Well, call let's your say, mother, Mike. Call
let's,
your mother.
But let's just assume that you don't. You're not going to call. People don't call their mother and father. Live 2,500 miles
Mom,
away every day.
I just want to make sure you're not dead. Like, are you kidding? You should call your mother every day.
No. I'm talking about, like, all day. You don't know.
Oh, you want to know the exact moment your mother
you
died.
You can check in. You know that they've actually... Exactly.
Thank you, Mike.
So she logs on and says, I'm dying.
Oh, like, man.
Like, you know, Mike, horrifically bad. Really bad. Really bad.
I tried.
I got to be honest, man. That was in 2017. It still is.
Still number one for you?
In terms of the history of this show, it's in the top five now. I mean, somebody, you know, where I grew up and my loves and likes and what have you. The fact that Jerry Seinfeld sat here and then made fun of the set and stood over me, got up and stood over me.
It's too bad it's not on camera, but the Schwarzenegger coming out and talking about the chair, right, and then grabbing my chair and wheeling it over.
Yeah, those are moments. But this is still it's still on the Mount Rushmore, I think. And Mike didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it.
We said you have to do it.
He claims that we rushed him. He didn't have proper time to prepare and rehearse.
It's odd that he would shirk personal responsibility. Right. It's
that sounds on brand. You guys to rush him and make him just go do
all alone on the couch with all his friends.
It's fantastic. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, you're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with an affordable online life insurance through Ethos, up to a $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online. There's no med exams, only a few online health questions, the mortgage, kids' education. Other costs could all be covered through Ethos. So straightforward protection for the people who matter most are waiting when you get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TRYETHOS.com. So, look, we've talked about it quite a bit, including... when talking about it, I have mentioned the comments of my own flesh and blood, my 13-year-old, soon to be 14-year-old son, Cooper Eisen, saying to me that the only people who root for the Chiefs are Chiefs fans, Taylor Swift fans, and Roger Goodell. I don't know where he gets this from. Clearly, it's not from his mother or his father. All right.
How do we know that?
I can safely attest. There is not any sort of grousing in the Eisen household.
Kids usually pick that stuff up at home, Rich.
About officiating being biased towards one team and one player. And, of course, Cooper is too young to know that Tom Brady had very similar protection strategies placed upon him in the mind's eye of many fans that watched a 20-year run.
Not like this.
Sir, I shall offer pushback.
Again, I just don't want...
Get out of here.
It's not about Tom Brady. Tom Brady hasn't played for the Patriots in 5 seasons.
Let us talk about then the here and now. Okay. There is no way the officiating department, at the direction of anybody, does anything other than call it to the best of ability they have as they see it. Unfortunately, with the sense that's out there that the officials, like Clay Martin, the head ref in Kansas City this week, the fact that they, most everybody out there, believes they're going to look at something on Mahomes and call it, if it's just a even hair's breadth on him, that they would just let go for anyone else. That being the operative narrative brought to bear by those who watch football, potentially gamble on it. And then we see what happened in Kansas City on Saturday is... the only word for it is unfortunate. The two penalties that were called on the Texans. Will Anderson called for roughing Mahomes in the first quarter to keep the Chiefs on the field in a 3-3 game. And with the extra set of downs due to that 15-yard penalty, the Chiefs go up 6-3. And never lost the lead after that. Not helpful. to say the least, in terms of the narrative. Unfortunate in terms of the narrative. Unacceptable when we can see it on replay at home. That calling it borderline would be even a generous way of calling it. Unacceptable. And then later in the third quarter, after a fresh set of downs, puts the ball on the Kansas City, get this right, 35-yard line. Patrick Mahomes runs the ball, and part of this narrative is that he invites the contact that officials will then deem illegal by his style of running, not running out of bounds, actually tiptoeing down the sidelines long enough to invite the contact, thinking maybe I'll get an extra 15, one would think, while he's trying to get more yards on the play. He turns the ball back inside. This contact I'm talking about wasn't on the sideline. He turns it back inside. Two Texans collide as he slides down late. They collide over him, and there's a penalty essentially called on the Texans for colliding into each other. No, I mean, it sounds absurd, but that's exactly what happened. And replay, if it's allowed to assist, would say, hey, Clay Martin, pick that up, please. And with the extra 15 yards, again, it was a first down already. They do, the Chiefs march it down the field. And on a remarkable play by Mahomes, the typical Mahomes magic, finds Travis Kelce in the end zone for a touchdown. So that does put out there the play better than the ref's ref. Because how do you leave Kelce open when Mahomes isn't even targeting D-Hop? That's for another day. But it certainly doesn't help the cause when the narrative is such, and you see plays like that. The head coach, D'Amico Ryans, with something somewhat uncharacteristic in his post-game comment.
Yeah, we knew going into this game, man, it was us versus everybody. Right? When I say everybody, it's everybody, all of whatever. Everybody, the naysayers, the doubt, right? Everybody. We had to go against today. And, you know, going with that, knowing going into this game, what we were up against, we can't make the mistakes that we made, right? We had a lot of self-inflicted mistakes that happened, whether it's special teams not converting our kicks defensively, not being where we're supposed to be in coverage, all offensively, not protecting our quarterback and keeping him clean. So, you know, you marry that on top of everything else that we have to deal with, it's going to be a really tough uphill battle.
So the first time when he says we were dealing with everything and everybody, he covered it up by saying naysayers. But when he got back to it, he's absolutely referring to the officiating.
Yeah, of course.
And as Roger Goodell might say, it'll get handled when it gets handled. Here's how it should be handled. Every 15-yard penalty that is called should be reviewed by replay while the officials are calling it and getting a conference together on the field to discuss it. That's enough time for replay assist to look at it and tell them, pick the flag up. We do not want that penalty called. It should not be called, period. Because these officials, it's a fast game. They are right there as the thin blue line on the spot. They're the ones not only trying to make these penalties, make these calls right, but they are also the first line of protection in player safety defense. And so they're going to call a penalty to try and keep players safe. It is a noble gesture. I get it. But what has to be first and foremost is getting it right. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that that's at the expense of player safety. You can have your cake and eat it when there is replay to assist. On penalties that are called, I don't know if you want to open the Pandora's box to say that should have been called. Hey, faceless, nameless official, nobody sees. Come buzz in and put a flag on the field. I don't think anybody in the NFL wants that, but I don't think anybody in the NFL wanted those penalties called on Saturday called either. Will Anderson just flat out said it. Go ahead and hit that.
We knew it was going to be us against the refs going into this game. And, you know, I talked to you guys early this week. And I was just saying, like, man, like, we got to go out there and we got to do us better. And, you know, in some instances we didn't do that, in some instances we did. So we just got to keep going, man. Next offseason, you know, get the guys together, man. And, you know, everybody just coming together and just keep building that team chemistry and get past this hump.
No doubt. I'm sure Chiefs fans are hearing it, and you are right. Don't give up 8 sacks. Don't let George Karlaftis go off like he did. Don't make these mistakes. Cover Travis Kelce.
Special teams issues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. 100%.
Opening kickoff. I mean,
but for the league, you don't need to hear that from star players and a head coach who is skirting the line of getting fined. That's not what you want to have come out of a playoff game. And my 13-year-old, again, who doesn't learn this at home. I know you're having fun with it. He does not learn this at home. He sent me literally before we came on the air for this segment, Cooper sent me a video of all of these moments with Troy Aikman in the booth saying, this is a travesty, essentially.
Aikman was on it.
He said to me, he sent me this video, and he said, explain this, Dad. So Dad is explaining. The officials are the first line of defense. They will always err on the side of player safety. And there is replay assist to be able to help us have our cake, player safety, and eat it. Calls being right, too. We have it. We need to use it, especially when it's in 4K on someone's wall. That simple. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast. You're also saying the record's going to go down.
I'm saying the record's but going down anyway.
The guy. I don't think you're off on this at all. Like, you're spot on here. I don't think this is an overreaction because we have no idea what we're reacting to. Come react or overreact with us.
Overreaction Monday. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's game over.